All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So Cardiff has become a staple, an institution in the Dabbleverse. Wonderful dude, too. Cracks me up. Cannot wait to see you September 12th. Hopefully you make the trip to Detroit. We will eat pizza in the back room while everybody gets drunk and smokes marijuana. I will have a pack of Newports. Bob says, I thought he was a potato. Yes, that is true. Bob says, if we are bringing anything back, I vote for Devil Fart Mike. And then Amanda says, hell, we haven't even heard regular Fart Mike. Ben says, I was going to get a ticket, but it sold out. Oh, shit. Well, if you want, you can go with me and you don't need a ticket. You can just be like my pal joining me. Let me know if you're down. You can just ride with me and we'll hang out backstage. And then you can watch the show from the side of the stage or just, I mean, standing room crowd in a lot of places, but let me know, Ben, and you can tag along with me. Is Cardiff still masked all the time? And yeah, of course. Ben, we can even rent a room together. We can crash afterwards, and then I'll take you home. So I will take care of everything, Ben. If you get permission from the wife, you can be my guest with me. I would like to think I have enough clout to do that. Devil Fart Mike or Devil Mike went away because this piece of equipment that I utilize to do the show does not have that feature on it. So it's kind of like I upgraded, but that feature is no longer there. And then Devil Fart Mike was when I would fart while the voice synthesizer was turned up, and it was hysterical. But Rick from TC Paintball got butthurt, and he said, I don't allow it anymore. If you don't stop Devil Fart Mike, I am going to pull my advertising. Which, on the surface, that sounds horrible. And I didn't have the nerve to say, all right, fuck you. I wouldn't do it. I just said, okay, yeah. So, and I think that that's a smart move. At the end of the day, the people who pull the strings on this show are my sponsors because they pay me so much goddamn money to be on this show. Now, if they said to me, EZ, we need you to apologize for something, I could not do that. I would draw the line there and say, I can't. You're going to have to figure something out. Now, unless I like went really hardcore and said something terrible about a specific sponsor, that was not true. But I'm a little concerned about that because I have said now for quite some time, no more apologies. I am no longer apologizing for anything. And I think I should hold true to that. 99 times out of 100, I'm joking when I say something on this show. Jeremy says to Megan, threaten to pull the Irvine sponsorship if he does not bring the Devil Fart mic back. You see, that's bullshit. All of that is bullshit. All right. Megan says, I think TC Paintball may be able to do that. They've been here longer. No, but they don't pay as much. TC Paintball is, you pay more than TC. That's ultimately what it's all about. Piano Fingerbanger says, there's a book by Jim Belushi called Real Men Don't Apologize. It's a strong book club contender. Megan writes, Rick was the only one who hated Devil Fart Mike. It was so hilarious and immature, and I loved it. Okay. For those that are watching the show on Facebook and Twitch, it's time to kick you out. I'm sorry, not Twitch, Facebook and YouTube. You know where to go, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app if you want the rest of it in real time. Otherwise, you can watch it later on Twitch or download the audio podcast, wherever you download shows. My Patreon is ready for you, live and free, 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams, first crack at new material and show Zooms. $5 a month for the audio. $10 gets all the audio on everything else that I mentioned. All right, there you go. Irvine's bringing you Twitch and Facebook. Thank you to them. Thank you to show realtor Adam Kasari. In West Michigan, if you're looking to sell your home or you want to buy one, bang on Adam's door. 616-914-4061. He will work very hard to win your business. 616-914-4061. Adam and his team, his program, will demonstrate to you his techniques to getting your home sold quick, or helping you find your dream home, or perhaps a starter home, whatever it takes, whatever you're looking to get into. Reach out to my friends over at Adam Kasari's Realtor. Okay. Oakland Auto Detail. You can find them on Facebook. They are constantly posting great videos for you to check out of the vehicles that they work on to restore them, to bring them back to life. And I'm excited because Oakland Auto Detail, they just detailed a beautiful IROC Z Camaro. I used to love these cars. That's right, 215 horsepower of American muscle. I didn't care. Driving to the bar in a 1986, and this song gives the perfect vibes. Look at that. White Snake. Yes, a can of Pepsi. There's a can of Pepsi right there with a pull top. He has cleaned up. Eric Powie and his lovely better half, Kristen, have made this car beautiful. 0 to 60 in like 40 seconds at Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook. They got a lot of great videos that they shoot. Tophus says, what a terrible time for cars. David says they need to bring T-tops back. Chris says to Tophus, you watch your mouth, Tophus. No, I didn't even care if it was a V6. It's just a matter of how it looked. Chicks loved the IROC Z. They'd get in with their giant teased hair. Oh, outstanding. And you got great gas mileage, too. Anyway, if you want to bang on their door and get more information, you can text or call Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. Follow them on Facebook. They really want me to push that you go to their page on Facebook, Oakland Auto Detail, and just like it. Because then you'll see their videos. You know, a lot of times he says, EZ, you know, I'd love it if everybody who listened to the show booked a date for me to, you know, do a detailed job on their vehicles. But ultimately, it doesn't work like that, I know. But I'd love them to just follow me on Facebook. So if he looks at his Facebook page and he sees that five more people have followed him, that's part of what I'm trying to do here. Build his Facebook audience so that then you will constantly see his videos of him making these restoration videos, if you will, of him taking these cars that look like garbage and bringing them back to life. Okay. I'm going to pause right there. And because I got to go to the boys' room, you'll be able to see the intense limp that is going on. After what happened, it felt like I broke my hip, for God's sake. I'll be back. Welcome back, folks. Well, I mean, I guess I'm welcoming myself. I'm not podcasting tomorrow. I'm posting material that folks on the free platform will not have heard before unless they're on Patreon. And on Patreon, I'll be posting something to listen to while I'm away. And I've been posting those in order the day, you know, like it's back from 2010, 2011 and beyond. So basically, it's a time capsule of my old shows from that era. You get an idea of how powerful that show was by listening to them. Every single segment had something interesting or funny happening. We were really hitting on all cylinders at about this time. At about that time, I should say. All right. Moving on. So Robert F. Kennedy has pulled the grant of $500 million to fund mRNA vaccine development. And that's making people go, oh, there's going to be another pandemic. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. I don't know about that. Adam writes, easy. They were working on one vaccine to be for colon cancer, and one was going to treat pancreatic cancer so that it doesn't come back. Pretty cool country we live in right now. So the United States investment in mRNA vaccine research is now no more. I think he thinks that mRNA technology is bad for people. And I'm not sure what he's basing that on. In fact, if someone said, EZ, what is messenger RNA? I don't think I could, with any degree of acumen, explain it with any certainty. I'm going to try. I think that means RNA, which I think stands for ribonucleic acid, copies the nasty shit that gets introduced to your body and somehow is able to help your immune system come up with a way to fight it. That's the absolute best that I can do, and it's probably not right. This delivers a crippling blow to the U.S.'s capacity to develop vaccines during the next pandemic or public health emergency. 22 grants are being terminated for this. Data shows these vaccines fail to protect effectively against COVID. Studies dispute that. Now, he's convinced that the vaccine did nothing. All it did was kill people. But he's a huge conspiracy theorist. Kennedy said a few contracts that are in the final stages, he mentioned, would be allowed to run their course to preserve prior taxpayer investment, but new mRNA-based projects will not be funded in the future. Vaccine experts and people steeped in pandemic preparedness expressed horror at the news, which they suggested would leave the U.S. without substantial supplies of vaccines for months longer than peer countries at the start of the next pandemic. So I think they're saying it's not a matter of if there'll be another pandemic, but when there will be another pandemic. Now, let me just say, if there is going to be a pandemic, I hope it happens while RFK Jr. is there. I mean, if they said easy, no matter what's going to happen, there's a pandemic. Like, I hope it involves his time, and I hope it means that we could have kept this from happening if they had the $500 million that's being withheld from them now. I would want that to happen. As I've said to you before, when COVID was going on, to me, that was the best of times. Sure, I lost my mother to the disease, as I'm sure many of you lost loved ones. But for content, it was outstanding. If I could look back at the time, that was the beginning of the end of the Zaniacs, by the way. When I started to beat the shit out of those psychopaths and any of you other morons that suggests that the vaccine didn't do anything and that this is all a power play, I loved those days because I would just rub people's faces and shit repeatedly all goddamn day long. And then I was separating the wheat from the, do I say chaff? I was getting rid of the shit on this show, these simple-minded fools. And then they, oh, fuck you. And then they left. It was great. Ryan says, I agree, Big Fraud Zane. It would nice to see that dried-up sausage have to deal with it. He also, Man Bun Chris references my small business shout out. I was doing bits on the air. I would get a hold of random businesses that were shut down because of all the rules that were in place, which were outstanding rules. I supported all those rules. And I would bring them on. Yeah, hey, Joe's Meat Market. Go see them. I guess they weren't shut down, but they had to have, you know, curbside pickup and shit like that. You remember all those restaurants that were like defying the orders, and that one barbershop asshole, and that one crazy Czechoslovakian bitch in Holland who opened up her goddamn pizza restaurant, and all these stupid MAGA fucks were come and take it, all that bullshit. Man Bun Chris says the chat was a scary time during COVID. I was scared to disagree with them. Megan says it was a weird world at the time. I loved it. It was great. Maureen says the barbershop asshole from Owosso where I live, Carl Menke. I hope he's dead. All right, but I'm not done with this yet. So now this is out. This isn't prudent oversight. It's self-inflicted vulnerability. We're weakening critical countermeasures at the very moment that global health risks are intensifying. This decision will have severe consequences measured in lost lives when a rapid vaccine response is needed. So what they'll have the ability to do is come up with a rapid vaccine with mRNA technology that is out the window now. It's no longer being funded. And then that's that. Well, okay. This is what we're set up for. Dan is in the chat. He writes, why can't the pharmaceutical companies that fleece us while giving the same medicines to other countries for a fraction of the cost not do their own research? It's a good question, Dan, and I don't even know anything about that. I don't even know the specifics of what you're saying, if that's even true. Maureen says that Carl Menke is alive and well. He's written several novels. Barbershop is still open. Tophus points out there's a new virus that's popped up overseas. We won't be ready for that. I don't know of that. Can you imagine if there was something that emerged on the scene and spread as quickly as COVID did that had a intensely high fatality percentage. You know, if it was like brain-eating amoeba type of mortality. Now, that actually would scare me. I was never really that scared about COVID because of the small number of people, the small percentage in the grand scheme of things. Sure, millions died, including mom, but, I mean, most of the time you were going to be okay. But if you had a big one, like Black Plague level, oh, fuck, where it's a real lockdown, where it's so that I'm not leaving the house, no one leaves the house for fear of death. You know, and there's zombies walking in the street, and you're fucking holding a post, guarding the house with your weaponry. I would bug out. I'd bug out to up north in the wilderness and just hang out there. I'd grow my own food and start hunting shit. God damn. Bob says, am I the last one in the chat that never got the jab? I don't know. Why did you not get the jab? I'm curious. What makes you tick? Donut Dan says he never got it. Megan says people still say the jab. I hate people who say the jab, because anybody who says the jab is someone who thinks it was a goddamn scam. All right. If they say the jab, I don't want to talk to you. Because they just say it to be antagonistic. Nick says, I was forced to so I could keep my job. David says, I've never heard that term. You've never heard that term? Rebecca says, I immediately don't take you seriously if you refer to it as the jab. I'm with Rebecca. Becca Shea says, science deniers call it the jab. Yeah, Justin Barclay calls it the jab. That idiot. Badger says they didn't offer the COVID vaccine here. What are you talking about? They didn't offer the COVID vaccine here. I remember when people were getting the COVID vaccine and then it's not a vaccine. You get that shit. They say, yeah, look at you got sick. Aha. It's like, you fucking idiot. It's not 100% safe. No, I should say guaranteed, not 100%. Fuck, I just added fuel to your own fire. It's not 100% guaranteed to keep you from getting a dick face. It's lessening your risk of death. God. All right. I don't want to open up this Pandora's box any more than I already have. Derek writes, EZ, I don't have Facebook, so I'm RSVPing here to Pinball Orgy number 2. I will be there on the 22nd. Says Derek D. I'm happy to hear that. Why don't you have Facebook? Nick says it's not a vaccine like measles vaccine. It's a shot like the flu shot. Helps you fight it. Yeah. Okay. Great. Yes, that's true. Speaking of the Pinball Orgy, this is going to be excellent. Join me, as Saul said. He will be there Friday, August 22nd. Saul is going to be doing selfies. Friday, August 22nd, 7:30 p.m. We are starting at the Corner Bar in Rockford, and then we'll stumble down the street to the world-famous Pinball Land. An amazing night of retro gaming with the gang. I wrote, don't be shine and join us. I think that's supposed to say shy. All right. We're going to pack the house. Cannot wait to see you. I have also added this event. EZ Paintball War number 25, the September Slaughter. Getting Rick to commit to this was like pulling teeth. We are 1 month away. Why does it say Sunday, September 7th? I think I already fucked this up. That is incorrect. Saturday, September 6th at 5 p.m. There you go. Paintball War number 25, the September Slaughter. Saturday, September 6th at 5 p.m. You got a free pizza party to get you started from BC Pizza. Not to mention $35 gets you in. That's something that would normally cost you $48. You get the paint, you get the mask, you get the gun, you get the field time, you get the fun. And yes, it'll be there. We'll be there for you. Hopefully the Mexicans can be there. Bob says, this is why I didn't get it. I haven't gotten a flu shot in over 20 years. Also pretty sure I was practically patient zero in my area. Was sick with an unidentified upper respiratory infection right before everything happened. Natural immunity. All right, well, whatever. As long as you're not an asshole about it, you know I love you. Okay, so that's what's up. I see people have already responded to Paintball War number 25. I don't know if this is true. Etta Toe Ring says that Etta Toe Ring might be there. I don't know who that is. Shelly DeVries, Ian Jensen, interested. One person says they're going, and it's me. I'd like to see a packed house. Hopefully the Mexicans will be there. Gabe the Honduran brings them. It's a fun time to be sure. Okay. This weatherman is getting a ton of heat. If you want to work in an industry where everybody talks shit about you, all you need to do, Rebecca says she'll be at the Paintball War, is all you need to do is be on TV and people are going to give you shit. Whether you're a male or a female, the women especially get it, because if they wear a certain thing and someone doesn't like it, they're going to get a horrible comment about them. You look like fuck. It's stupid. This weatherman in Minnesota was reporting on this massive line of thunderstorms. There's tornadoes flying out of the clouds, and he sees on the radar that it's headed right for his home with his wife and daughter. And so he's like, all right, line of thunderstorms, this is terrible. Now we're going to check in with so-and-so who's reporting more on this. And then you hear the voice of the other weatherman. Well, the first guy that I was telling you about, he grabs his phone and he texts, take cover immediately. And people are pissed off about that. Take a look at this. This is that moment that I was just describing to you.
35 customers impacted over there, and just looking at Rochester Public Utilities right now, only one outage so far. So we'll keep tracking weather outages as they come, but for right now, it looks like Xcel Energy and Goodhue County Co-op Electric seeing the most outages at this moment.
All right, thanks, Zach, for that. Sorry, I just had to text my wife. Baby was sleeping well tonight, so that's going to be over with at this point in time.
Okay, so that's the mistake he made.
Looking again at these two cells.
He didn't say, pardon me, I had to inform my wife about the severe weather to make sure she's taking cover. Had he said that, I think it's going to be less blowback.
So really strong wind starting to move through Rochester, so we could see anywhere from 40 to maybe 70 miles per hour embedded.
All right, so these bad storms rush through. Everybody attacks this guy. Minnesota meteorologist Nick Jansen blasted for texting wife during severe weather weather report labeled as unprofessional. David says, why can't people put their stupid phone down? Are you talking about, dude, do you have a problem with this? The phone is amazing. The fact that you can send a message and say, hey, take cover. Instant connection to your family. So I need confirmation that David, okay, David says he could have done it when he was done. Well, you realize time is of the essence. If she's not paying attention, or let's say she's changing a diaper or something like that, and it was just reported that a tornado was bearing down and they actually have the locale where there's a tornado coming down. You're saying, oh, better wait. You're talking about time here. Time is important. It's something that you really can't, in my opinion, wait on. I'm a little curious about this opinion of yours, David. David. You notice how I said that, because I'm judging you, David. Becca Shea says, I don't think it's a big deal. He wasn't even speaking at the time. Black Belt Nick says she could be dead if he didn't do it then. Donut Dan says, did he also take time to text his girlfriend? Well, we don't know that for sure, Dan, but I get where you're going with that. That would have been great. Yeah, I had to text my wife and my girlfriend. All right. I don't think David's backing down. I think he's being just a hard ass today on this poor son of a bitch. David is contributing to the dragging of this poor slob. And by the way, look at that cell of red. My God, that's like four horsemen of the apocalypse bad. We had that this year. There was that one storm at the start of the summer, maybe late spring, where everybody, Jim and Aubrey and the kids came over and they ran down in the basement with us. And that resulted in like the sirens going off in the middle of the night. I had to get the NFK up. Hey, we got to go downstairs. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, this is bullshit. Told his family to take shelter. A wife and 6-month-old child. I received an email telling me how unprofessional I was during my coverage, he said. And then he wrote from David in Hudsonville. That quote that really stuck me. Or the quote that really struck me was, quote, that he has to call his wife to make sure she takes the baby to safety. Maybe some people think it's noble or cute. I don't. The caught-on-camera moment happened when Jansen was in the studio standing in front of the radar screen waiting for news director Zach Fuller to wrap up a power outage update. Jansen was captured on video looking down on his phone, seemingly unaware he was on live TV. He managed to get the text off before the report was sent back to him, said sorry, and then he resumed his duties. Wind speeds were 70 miles an hour. That's enough to do some damage. He defended his actions and the viewers' backlash, saying he was looking out for his family while he had a brief moment off camera during the broadcast. I take my job and your safety very seriously, but I'm also a husband and father. You see, he shouldn't have to say that. He should just have to say, fuck you. In fact, he should say it on camera. Hey, somebody on Facebook just said that I'm a dumb dick. Fuck off. And then actually, hey, if you want to come and say that to my face, I'll kick your ass in the fucking parking lot. That's what he needs to say. He says, that's not me being unprofessional. It's me being human. I'm a husband and father first, all caps. Let's all try to show each other a little more understanding and respect in life. David! When I received this latest email, I was like, you know what? I don't think it's acceptable that I can't take a second to make sure my loved ones are okay. Jansen told the Today Show. I guess he was on that show doing his thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, I would have put him on too. I mean, look at these two. They're a power couple. What a couple of cutie patooties. All three of them. You got the little kid and the thing there and the little pixie wife. She's just a doll. There's dad and his little girl. Yeah, this guy, in my opinion, he gets anal when he comes home. TV station backed him. They said KTTC is proud of Nick. We know when our meteorologist anchors are delivering the news, they're also talking to their families, informing them, keeping them safe. I think this story would have been even better, though, if the TV station fired him. We have a nomination for Asshole of the Day. David just received a nomination. Kuiper says that would actually make the news watchable. He's like, he's done with the whole scene, you know? No, you got to put the news on when there's a storm. You know, they keep you in the moment. They keep you hyper-vigilant. Excuse me. Donut Dan says, I'm guessing sarcastically, good for him. We should give him an award. Rebecca says, these are the same people who email female hosts to offer criticism about their looks. Yes. Now that is bullshit. I mean, I do that all the time, talk about disgusting looking news anchors. But I say it on here, which is different. There's an extra layer to actually addressing the person. It's equally horrible. But if I'm looking at a news anchor who looks like Dank DeMoss or Jabba the Hutt, you better believe I'm going to mention that. That's just the way it is. But I'm not going to look at these people directly and say, hey, look, I need to be frank with you. I think that that's even worse. Donut Dan says that was not sarcasm at all. Good for him for looking out for his family. It's a local newscast, not national news. Who cares if he texted? Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you. Sorry, I thought you were being sarcastic. All right. Thank you to Jeremy. He sent across to me one of the most incredible moments I have ever seen at an athletic event. We have a cycling race. They're pedaling. And guy in the red is going to win the race. This is in the, it says, the Erbil city in the Kurdistan region. Doesn't matter. That's some place where it's far away. When I see Stan, I think Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kurdistan, Turkmenistan, all the stands. So I guess in that area. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Guy's going to win the race. Nearest guy's 15 yards behind him. He puts his hands up to celebrate. And as Jeremy described it, he ate the most shit that has ever been seen before. Dude eats so much shit just before finishing the bike race. He does not win the race. And he takes some other fucker out with him who quite literally goes flying over his handlebars and flies over the finish line. Oh. What an amazing piece of video this is. Let us get into it now. Enjoy. The guy is laying there, flew over the finish line. He's hurt. This is the guy that first went over there. They're helping him up to try to get him across the fucking finish line. Wow. The sound is kind of lagging behind. The crash happens before you actually see it by half a second, which kind of fucks up the timing a little bit, but it doesn't matter. We need to frame by frame this. Okay, he puts his hands up, and immediately he gets the death wobble. He's fucked at this point. but it hasn't clicked in his brain to put the hands back on. Oh, the fucking wheel goes sideways. And then kablammo. Boom. Right there. That's a road rash. But not the worst. The wheel comes off. And then now this guy here, he's going to win now. But not by much, as the other guy, he hits the bike and he goes flying over. Wow, that's Evel Knievel right there. And then he hits the ground. The bike crosses at the same time he does. And then there he is. Oh, my God. Wow. Outstanding. What a moment in time. Yeah, if I'm this guy I guess he could have won if he didn't hit the dude. I'm pissed off at him. You fucking asshole. Keep your hands on the goddamn handlebars. You stupid fuck. Shit. Oh, my God. What a way to finish the race. Donut dances, LOL, what a dipshit. The rules say that the bike and the rider have to finish, so Flipper got third place. Easy, what's the worst bike accident you ever had? Oh, there was one. Same thing. I was with a pack of people, and I don't want to get too hot wingsy on the training, but I hit a pothole, and oh, fuck, and I couldn't see it because the guy right in front of me, he was blocking it, and it was dangerous as hell, and I went flying over the handlebars, and I hit, and my bike was fucked up. I couldn't ride anymore, and my leg was super sore. I had a deep bruise on the leg, and my helmet, I landed on my head, and the helmet was broken. Like, I split the helmet open. Thank God I wore the helmet, you know? Otherwise, you're fucked. It should be a law. If you're on wheels, you have to wear a helmet. So that was rough. Piano Finger Banger says, no, give us the details. No. Don't be like Hot Wings. Donut Dan, I guess you used to ride. Maybe you still ride. I don't know, Donut Dan. My worst bike accident, hit by a car in 16. Lucky to have survived that one. I blew out the car windshield and broke my hip and got a concussion. Never been hit by a car. It was just a matter of time until I did, though. Just a matter of time until I did, though. I used to get road raged all the time. I've told this story before. There was a moment when I was riding with Pooh Bear, and we came to a light. And I had my GRD racing jersey on. For some reason, we had one of those. And that came back to haunt me. I almost got fired because I was wearing the WGRD racing jersey. And this guy comes next to us at the light, and he starts talking shit. And so, long story short, I go, all right, pull over, asshole. Let's discuss this. So sure enough, he pulls over. And I'm in his face. He's in my face. And we're screaming at each other. And then I spit on him. I spit on him. And then I spit in his vehicle. So now I have assaulted the man. He calls the cops. And I'm going to go to jail. But there's a reason that's going to keep me safe is because I know the cops are. So I had a little home cooking here on this deal. And so he wants to press charges. The cop pulls up next to me. He looks me in the eye, and I recognize him immediately. And last name is Skolma, Jim Skolma. And he doesn't know it's me, though. He goes, pull over. So I pull my bike over. It's me. It's Pooh Bear. I'm standing there on the bike waiting. The other guy pulls over. He gets the side of the story from the guy, and then he's walking towards me, and he's all, like, aggressive. And then he goes, Zane? And I go, yeah, Jim. And he goes, fuck, hang on. He goes back to the guy, and there's a conversation, and then the guy starts driving away, and he's walking towards me. And while he's walking towards me, he goes, I'm yelling at you. He's looking at us in the rearview mirror, and I'm yelling at you. I am so mad at you. I'm defiantly waving my arms, and I'm furious with you. And I go, yeah, I know. Come on, let's go. And he goes, what the fuck are you doing? You should be going to jail right now. I go, yeah, I know. But he deserved it. He absolutely deserved it. He called my wife a whore or some shit like that. And he goes, fucking don't. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. They road rage on you. Just shut up. Yeah, okay, fine. I'm the only person at the radio station who rides bikes. Remember, I'm wearing that jersey. He goes home and sends, he gets the who's who of everybody at Town Square Media and sends an email. I want you to know that there is a person wearing your WGRD jersey who's representing you, and they spit in my face, and he's in jail right now, and I saw him get arrested. And so they start to like, who was this? There's only one guy who pedals a bike. And like, I'm sitting there at my desk. I'm next to my bike. I used to pedal my bike into work. This is days later. Hey, EZ, did you this? Yes, I did. Okay, we have a problem. So HR is involved now. And they want to fire me because I violated my, I had a clause in my contract that went out in the wild. Like, I can't, you know, I can't do shit that makes me or the radio company look bad. So they want to fire me. Now, this was in the Novak era. So Novak cleans everything up. And he is a lawyer, too. Very good lawyer. He's now deceased. He paints this as this is a stalker. Eric had a stalker. And he had been stalked. He made up some fucking fairy tale about this guy's been stalking me. And we have proof. It just making shit up out of thin air. This is a stalker, and nothing happened to me. If it hadn't been for Novak, I would have been fucked. Hang on. Hello? That's nobody. I've been getting these calls a lot. I like, it's a telemarketer. I'm probably going to get calls for the rest of my life now because I picked that up. Anyway, nothing happened to me. But they wanted to fire me over that. And I have never seen the guy again. And I don't ride anymore. Probably not a bad idea because people are crazy on the roads. They're distracted more than ever now, and you're going to get yourself killed. Okay. The asshole of the day is coming up in mere moments. David has done his best to get a nomination. And I can't tell you about anything else that I've talked about on this show. No, there is one more thing that I could make the asshole of the day that I actually remember. But if you have a nomination, by all means, leave it in the chat of this show. I want to talk about Kuiper Creek. Oh, God, that's embarrassing. Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan, reach out to them at 616-828-8225 for tree removal. Storm damage, I can clean that up for you. Stump grinding, tree trimming, if that's what you want. Or maybe even tree risk assessment. They have three certified professional arborists right there. Can tell you if your trees are sick or if they just need to go. Sometimes it's just, yeah, they're past the prime. Get rid of them. 616-828-8225. Call or text 616-828-8225. Frank Fuss is the guy to help you with your health insurance. You can get your insurance in the marketplace. That's known as Obamacare or healthcare.gov or even the marketplace. Frank wants to get you your insurance through there. It doesn't cost you anything to have Frank do it for you. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. Some folks want to get their insurance through the marketplace because it's just too expensive or they don't like their policy. Sometimes it's a shit policy. If your policy costs you more than 9.75% of your income, you are entitled to get your insurance on the marketplace. Head over to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. You have until 11:59 tomorrow to get your tickets for Berlin Raceway for $15. After that, they go up by $5. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. The kids are free if they're 15 and under. The parking is free, and you can bring in all your own snacks in a 12 by 18 cooler or bag. Any soft drinks you want, any snacks that you want, just no glass, please, and no booze, please. You can get all your booze there. It's affordably priced. I mean, it's not like $2, but it's not like Van Andel Arena either. All right. Tofus nominates segment 18. No, you can't make it segment 18 today. They haven't done enough. Asshole of the day, people who cycle on busy roads. I can't get behind that. Bob says, asshole of the day, cyclists. Yeah, I know it slows you down, but how much does it slow you down? Half a second, half a minute, just wait. Wait your turn. The other car passes, get in the other lane, pass. Whatever you do, don't try to go, you know, if the car coming towards you is going to meet you at the exact point where the cyclist is, so it's going to be essentially three wide at that point, that is the problem. You do not do that. You wait till that car coming at you passes you, then you make your pass. Thank you. Rebecca says, asshole of the day, viewers upset with a weatherman texting wife. It's a great one. David in Hudsonville may be one of those, but he's squeaking by today. The asshole of the day is RFK. Tofus, you may have been back late, but that's a great suggestion, something that I was thinking of. Great minds think alike. God, I can't even talk. That's it. My time is done. Thank you so much for being here on the podcast. We'll be back a little later on with a Patreon bonus podcast. And then who are these three beers? And then Ben and Eric. So much to do. If I don't catch you on any of those, I'll be back Monday with a fresh show. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.